HPR's arts and culture reporter Noe Tanigao has been on the move recently, this past weekend, this coming weekend, on the road with a traveling production of Aloha Shorts, local short stories and poems read by local artists. Noe's also been checking in with the local art scene as she goes. And here this morning with sort of a field report.
A little roundup.
Started in Hilo, yeah.
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, it's always fun when you land in Hilo. I was just feeling like a puppy, like running around in circles. You know, where do I go first? So dropped Jose at the hotel and headed straight to Hilo Town. And you know what a great thrill it is to, well, for one thing, Banyan Drive still looks the same. It looks wonderful down there. The bay looks marvelous. And I just, you know, just sort of rounded the bend and eddied off into Hilo Town, pulled into a parking space. There were tons of spaces there built.
Yeah.
And they're all free.
Yeah.
Free. Free. You know how it makes you feel about a town when you can pull into a free parking space?
Well, it's easy, and it encourages just park the car, wander around.
And that's what I did. Popped out, and I saw a storefront. I thought, geez, I've never seen this before. It's crazy. What is this thing? And it turned out to be the new surf room, Sig Zane's new surf shop. And it's great to run into someone like him rooted in Hilo when you first arrive, because he told me there are three Hilos.
Hilo Hanakahi is the area from Wailoa River to Kilkaha side, all the way to like Lele'ivi.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Hilo One, which is the sands of Hilo, so from Wailoa to Wailuku River. And then beyond that, from Wailuku River to La Pohoihoi is Hilo Paliku, the cliffs of Hilo.
It's so great. I've always heard those names in songs, and now I know exactly where they are. His place is called Paliku because that's where they surf. Here I was in Hilo One, heading uptown because, you know, Hilo kind of rises out of the bay. I was going toward a place that I've really always loved. It's called the East Hawaii Cultural Center. And I heard that there have been some changes going on since 2016 up there. And I was so lucky to run into Michael Marshall. He's the volunteer executive director of the East Hawaii Cultural Center.
Well, the idea here is to serve the diverse community that we live in. And so since the current group has been active, one of the first things that we did was change the look of the gallery.
So how would you describe the way it is now?
It really feels like an exhibition space. You come in, and it's a little bit of a refuge from the outside. It's contemplative, and the shows have been, on balance, well above par.
Have you ever stopped by there, Bill?
I have not. I've been by. I haven't been
through.
So
you've seen the building, right? Yeah, it doesn't look like an art gallery at all.
Right.
Two-story structure, maybe stucco or something, white green roof, right across the park there in Hilo. Beautiful. Right now they've got a show called Global Metaphysics of Abstraction there. And it's a show for February, Black History Month. They're featuring African-American artists from the East Coast here, six of them, including early work by a pretty famous guy, Joe Overstreet, venerable guy in the African-American artist community, and some really cool new work by Tanda Francis. They're acrylics on canvas. And if you have time to stop by, they're going to be on view there till the end of the month. Upstairs, they've really shaped it up. It's a barn-like theater space. They've also put in a sort of a library cafe. And in the theater, just last month, the Hilo Community Players did Lady Lily's version of Aristophanes' Lysistrata.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a challenge.
They got stuff going on. Yeah. And they fell into a gamelan orchestra. So they've got that there, too. And they've started classes. And, you know, gamelans tend to attract people. So if you've always kind of had that urge, you can join an orchestra, one of those orchestras now, right in Hilo. That was just so much fun. Then I had to head on over to the show, which was great. So much fun over there. Thanks so much for the hosting at UH Hilo. And the wonderful people who came in Hilo were just the most generous audience, really. We had a wonderful time.
And that wasn't your only stop on the on your travels.
No, no, no. The next day we headed over to Maui, and it was really great to go over there. You know, as soon as I get over to Maui, I've got Maui Arts and Culture Center on my mind, and I really wanted to see the Surfing Hawaii show. It always amazes me that the Schaefer International Gallery is free. And it's got some of the best exhibits in the state. The shows are curated and installed by gallery director Nida Bangerter.
Okay, so we were just in front of Carol Bennett's work, and you were exclaiming about how you'd never seen that work from her before. And I said that artists need to be invited to exhibitions like this to create work like that.
Well, using this exhibition to instigate new work is just one of the ways that Nida leveraged this show. I mean, you know, we got to leverage everything we do to just get the most out of it. There's some terrific work there by Maui artists I've never seen, surfers, Pete Cabrinha, and Noble Richardson. His work is really wild. He works on coconut fibers. And there's the first surfboard that didn't weigh 150 pounds.
Oh,
it's a Tom Blake's hollow mahogany board, and it is hollow.
With
a little brass drain plug on it in case their water gets in.
Jeez.
It's wild, Bill. And there are boards from the Bishop Museum there. There's even a glossary of surfing lingo, like what is a grom? And, you know, there's an English-Hawaiian glossary as well. That show runs through Saturday the 17th. And may I say, nobody should ever go to Maui and miss the Saturday swap meet. It's great. Only 50 cents to go in. Bill, what are they thinking over there? They could milk us for so much more, but they don't. That's why we love these Neighbor Island guys.
You know, and every time you sort of go to a place and you, I don't know, as almost parachuting in, the phrase I use with journalists a lot,
right.
But What do you look for as parachuting in arts and culture land?
Well, I always do a lot of research before.
Sure.
So that's how I know what to do.
So
to
you're not really parachuting in with
per se.
Yeah, yeah. You go in with a little foreknowledge ahead.
I think that's a good way to go.
And that idea of leveraging levering each other's efforts in the community on the arts and culture front as well.
So true, Bill. And I hope people do get to see this surfing show on Maui. It's open through Sunday the 17th.
All right. Noe Tanigawa, she is, of course, our arts, culture, and ideas reporter here at Hawaii Public Radio. You can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.